News release. Niagara Region. On April 8, all of Niagara will be one of the best places in Canada to view the total solar eclipse, and thousands of visitors are expected to come to our region to see it. In order to make sure Niagara is prepared to accommodate this once-in-a-lifetime event, and out of an abundance of caution, Regional Chair Jim Bradley proactively declared a state of emergency for Niagara Region under the Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act, EMCPA, effective today, March 28. Residents and visitors to Niagara are welcome to safely enjoy the eclipse on April 8, and Niagara's local governments, emergency responders, schools and other organizations have been working together with the province and other key partners to make that possible. Declaring a state of emergency under the EMCPA strengthens the tools the region has at its disposal to safeguard the health and safety of residents and visitors and protect our critical infrastructure in any scenario that might arise. Visit Niagara Region's website for tips on how you and your loved ones can experience the eclipse safely. Make sure you wear only ISO 123122 certified eclipse glasses. Don't use damaged glasses, regular sunglasses, or do-it-yourself filters. Be prepared for crowds and long lines. Consider filling up your gas tank, getting groceries and running errands before the eclipse. Follow local directives and road signage as you travel on April 8. While traveling on highways, don't stop, take pictures, or get out of your car to view the eclipse. Most Niagara schools will be closed on April 8. Have a childcare plan in place, and make sure children know how to view the eclipse safely. Niagara Region will be modifying some of its programs and services and closing some facilities to keep traffic off the roads on April 8. More details will be posted to the region's website and social media channels. On April 8, the spotlight will be on Niagara as thousands of visitors join us to share in this once-in-a-lifetime event, and we will be ready to shine. I would like to thank all of our local governments, first responders, and community organizations who have been working together diligently to make sure our community is able to offer a safe and unforgettable experience, both for our visitors, and for all those who call Niagara home. Niagara Regional Chair Jim Bradley.